I mentioned a barrel. What would you call one of those small things that's like a barrel?
Well, that's a keg.
Mm-hmm. If you had a jug, what would you put on the top to plug it?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. What would this be made of?
Cork. I actually made of an old rag stuck in there. Potato.
What would you put in the top of a cruet at the table?
Mine has a stopper.
Mm-hmm. Glass?
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to fill a jug or something, what would you put in the mouth of it to?
Funnel.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that musical instrument that you play with your mouth and suck and blow?
Well, that's a harmonica, but French, No, Jew's harp's different now to a French harp.
Mm-hmm.
The harmonica is newer. A harmonica is when you're being real nice.
That's
but
the
French,
one,
yeah.
Huh?
French horn. Oh, French harp. French harp's an old term
well,
for it. Well, that's one of them things you play like that.
Moves you your lips and breaks your teeth.
That's a Jew's harp. But the other's French harp. Well,
these things differ. Gee, they differ.
Mm-hmm.
French harp, mouth organ, harmonica, Jew's harp. That's used for the French harp quite frequently. Jew's harp, that too for the French harp. Well, I guess people don't make a distinction between that and one.
No. But to me now, that's strictly a Jew's harp, but I could call a harmonica a French harp. What I think I called it when it was grown up, the French harp.
What would you call the part on a wagon that sticks out between the horses?
Well, to me, that's wagon tongue.
Uh-huh. If you have a one-horse buggy, a horse between two things.
That's for I know there's a whiffle tree on something. What it's called. Or what it's used for.
I
want to
say shaft.
Yeah, that's right.
Shaft?
Sometimes they're called poles or even called neat. Not in this part of the country.
On Mother's Scout, you know, but it's like that. They look up to
the. Yeah, but I said I'm not familiar with a buggy. We had a horse and buggy, but I was a baby. I don't remember anything about it except just hearing them talk about it. And I wouldn't know what to call a buggy. It's just a buggy. I wouldn't know any part about
mm-hmm.
it.
How about the ornamental thing that you pop over the horses?
Well, that's a... buggy whip.
I don't think I asked you about the wheel on the... a wagon or a buggy. What would you call the metal part on the outside?
That's a rim.
Huh? And inside that, the wooden part?
Spokes. Or the... well, to me, yes, it'd just be spokes held together by a metal rim, because I wouldn't...
Mm-hmm. Now we come to this thing you were talking about. If you have a team, what would you call the thing that's behind each horse?
That's what I said. I don't know.
Do you know what these attach to?
Mm-mm.
If you're driving a wagon, what do you hold in your hands?
The reins.
Mm-hmm. And if you want the horses to start, what do you tell them?
That's probably not better. You're supposed to get up, get up.
And then which way do they go?
Well, they can G or they can haul, but I don't know one from the other. But I know that's the terms you use with mm-hmm. a horse, is G and haul.
Try one and see if it works, huh?
And if that's not the direction.